beautiful morning. You're the sunshine morning, babe. Nothing water. Okay, shout out to the Mestizo incoming. And looks like they finally opened up the Hum Street Bakery across the street. Definitely worth checking out. Okay, okay, okay. So, some ultra turbo thoughts. Denser, more powerful, more concentrated. The upside of choosing the... what? White plate? Calibrated steel plates over the iron ones. Okay, so I almost waited about a year. Good morning. I almost waited a year before buying these new 50 kilogram steel white plates. Wow, look at this. Yeah, Elm Street Bakery. Cool. I actually saw a Dakar over there the other day. Dakar goals, okay? So, I almost waited nearly like a year before purchasing these weights because I was thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to save money. And unfortunately, MicroStrategy stock kind of exploded. I took a small gain. I just took like $1,000 of profit and used that to hashtag treat yourself to some calibrated steel plates, which was like maybe I think each steel plate was like, is a 50 kilogram, which is like 110 pounds, right? Which is like two typical 45 pound plates. And is it a 10 or 20? Wait, I need to do some math. 20. So, 90. Okay. So imagine like you at the gym, right? And you could condense two 45 pound plates. When I say a plate, it's a 45 pounder, right? So imagine taking two iron plates, 45 pound plates, and then putting on either two 10s or almost like a 25 and sandwiching all together. And it's super effing dense, super strong, super concentrated, super powerful, right? And the reason why this is interesting is so lots of benefits, right? One, it's like even to pick it up, to rack it on top of the barbell, if you're doing like an Atlas lift or a squat or whatever, is actually pretty difficult and challenging. It requires great concentration. And as a consequence, I think my guns like getting so much more jacked. It's like ridiculous. Yeah, my muscles are out of control. Look at these guns. No, all natty. Steroids are for pussies. $$1ESY. And I was even thinking about it, right? Like, it's like, how heavy is it? Go heavy. It's like, how heavy? Very. Anyone who does like knee wraps, belts, hand straps, whatever, right? You're essentially just trying to get your numbers up, which is fine, right? But you end up obviously injecting your butthole with steroids. So my simple thought is don't trust nobody who uses knee wraps, weightlifting belt, hand straps, whatever, right? Because they're most likely on steroids as well. Maybe, maybe not, I don't know. But typically, if you see a weightlifter like Kim without loser knee wraps, without a loser belt, without, you know, even hand straps, right? Now, you know, I think hand straps fine. Like, yeah, you want the neutral grip to increase your lift, but I'm like, the goal ain't to lift heavier. The goal is to just become stronger, right? And so the critical issue here is that everyone's just trying to get their numbers up. They're not trying to become stronger. So the simple heuristic, which is interesting, is it's impossible to know if somebody's on steroids or the juice or not, right? But the typical thought is you're almost... if somebody, like, let's say Eric Kim, right? If somebody is lifting, like, fucking 10 plates, 9 plates, 11 plates, 20 plates, whatever it might be, right? Without knee wraps, without a belt, without straps, it's typically a sign that they're probably not on steroids. The simple heuristic is that, like, anybody who uses those loser knee wraps or a belt, they're obviously watching some sort of stupid loser, you know, steroid juiced out, you know, YouTube or TikTok or social media personalities. Now, the problem with that is, once again, I mean, the goal is to become more dominant, to become, I'm the juggernaut, right? So, to just become like an effing tank, right? And so becoming heavier, becoming more dense, becoming more condensed, pure power is kind of a good idea. I love the pink.
Thank you.
Is there a Barbie look? Huh? Is your Barbie look? Big black Barbie president. So that's the goal. No juice, right? I was even like, you know, I'm like a huge fan of Joe Rogan for the most part, but I don't watch the interviews with him. Like, he's kind of like really like red looking and really bald, and I don't know if he's doing some sort of human growth hormone steroid testosterone injecting your butthole thing too, but it's probably not a good thing. Even Jeff Bezos, like, he got super jacked out of nowhere and he's like super bald, right? And not always, right? But like typically, goes to 10. EK is the new stick. Join the EK Bitcoin squad. Email me, eric@erickim.com. Time for let's go. Okay. A random thought I had too was, Bitcoin for millennials. So we all want to eat good omakase sushi and travel to Japan, right? Don't want to be tied down by a host you can't take with you, right? It's like better to have, you know, like bitcoins in your pocket that you could travel anywhere on the planet and always wake up smiling knowing that you're stupid effing rich, rather than like some sort of like loser property that's slowly bleeding in value. So, some things to consider. Like, I was thinking about, like, all my friends who work at the big FANG stocks, big tech companies, right? Like, Apple, Amazon, Google, whatever, right? Like, it's like, you know, the chance is essentially to get into Bitcoin before it crosses the $100,000 Bitcoin threshold. That's, like, the goal. And that's a.
We already have gas.
So anyways, the goal is to get into Bitcoin before it's 100K. Like, shout out to my friend Kevin Chenthal, who was like, get out of the Bitcoin game before is the. I'm starting to think it's like, it must be a smoke. Alright, disable your Wi-Fi connection. It kind of gets in your way while you're doing a vlog. Okay, but anyways, only homeless people smoke cigarettes. Seems like that's the case, but anyways. So if you're Malay, right? Sell your loser Tesla, sell your loser Cybertruck, sell your Lamb, sell your loser Audi, your loser Porsche, all of the goods and the things that you need. I mean, obviously, like, if you need a car, just sell your loser expensive depreciating asset, just buy a used Prius 2010 model, is lit AF. real guys, the big cojones drive Priuses. It's like, you know what's really sexy to girls? .. MPGs. Well, actually, what's really sexy is saving money. Like, every time I go to a gas station, right, and I refill my Prius tank, I always have a huge grin on my face. Like, if you had a loser G-Wagon or a loser Range, like, every time you fill up, and you have to fill in premium, right? Every time you do it, you feel stupid. It don't matter how rich or poor or whatever you are, right? Like, what people don't understand is the annoyance of having to spend like $5,000 on oil change in your loser Volkswagen Passat on steroids, aka Lamborghini, is not fun. And I was thinking about, like, should I sell my Leica and 35 millimeter Summicron lens to buy more Bitcoin? Maybe. The general idea is, like, we've been doing this thing called like Home Exchange. Check it out. It's like a free app thing, kind of. Imagine like Airbnb, except money is not exchanged. It's like points on this platform. And every single time I leave, right, I kind of get this vibe of like, oh, I gotta make sure that no one jacked my Leica and always check it. It's like, cool, it's here, right? And then you gotta look at all the Apple devices. And hey, nobody stole my old iPad or my old MacBook Pros or whatever. So a lot of these things then end up becoming kind of like liabilities rather than positive generating assets. And the difference and the difficulty and also the annoyance too, right? Is like, also, you know, like a cameras, like lenses are great, whatever, right? But like, at best, they keep their value robust, right? They're not going to really gain value. Good morning. I like the pink. They're not going to really gain in value, which is the issue. So let's say a Summicron is like, what, $3,500, like $4,000. The body is like, what, $3,500, $4,000. Let's say it's like $7,000 or $8,000, right? Assuming Bitcoin's going to 10x, 100x, or 1,000x from here. That's let me do the math. Let's say $6,500, right? So $6,500 could become $65,000. Pretty cool. Or it could become $650,000. Or become $6.5 million. Or $65 million. Or $65 billion. Okay, so obviously all these numbers are fake. Money is fake. Even like what Ye said. Money ain't real. Time ain't real, right? So the reality of life is you finna die sooner or later. You can't give your Bitcoins to your dog when he's dead, right? You want to give it to your kids. So when your kids have kids, give you a good chance. Yeah, maybe I should just sell the Leica. It's a good idea. It's a kind of the losing, depreciating asset. I mean, once again, the real way to think like an investor is you always think about the future. Like, obviously the present moment, blah, blah. But the joy of capitalism, and okay, I'm starting to realize capitalism different consumerism. Capitalism is the joy of stacking capital and seeing your numbers go up, right? The opposite of capitalism is consumerism, in which you're consuming your capital, in which you're, you know, throwing money at like loser stupid stuff, and you're just like draining your capital. It's kind of like heat loss, or it's like semen loss. It's like the whole like what seminal retention fluid theory is quite in vogue right now, which is like, you know, are you gonna like rub one out real quick before you try to deadlift, you know, 700 kilograms? Probably not. Similarly speaking, you know, your money, your bank account, your Bitcoins, whatevs, that's kind of like your digital spunk, right? You don't want to blow it, right? You want to retain it as long as possible. And if anything, you want to stack it on top of each other. So like, even as a fun example, right? Just try it out, right? Like, don't rub one out until, I mean, unless it's with your spouse, your wifey, you know, your girlfriend, whatevs, right? And yeah, just conserve your spunk. Don't just rub it out to your Apple Vision Pro virtual reality girlfriend, right? Just kind of conserve, right? And I think financial conservatism is a difficult concept for people to understand because it's not really natural. And also, consumerist society tells us to buy, consume. Even in Singapore, shout out to my Singapore crew. You know who you is. They say buy, MTL. BBB MTL. MTL stands for like my tier layout or something like that. It's like, do not delay, bye. And the funny thing that's about Singapore is that they're much more honest. Good morning. Looking good. I like your watch.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, time to make that money. Ooh, it's a new car. Good. Real men. Okay, this is one thing I hate about the, you see that little plastic piece? That's not a fun one. I was even thinking, it's like, just get a new Camry and just matte black wrap it as like, be the first murdered out Camry in LA. I almost feel like now at this point, the whole goal is to just be different, right? Like, don't buy. I even saw somebody matte black wrap a Prius Prime. It looked pretty cool. Don't have the thing that's kind of the same to everybody else. Someone checking out the car here. So yeah, you essentially want the winning asset, the appreciating asset, and my hot take is when Trump takes office, what is that, January or something, right? Essentially, I think the price of Bitcoin is going to effing explode. Like, there's almost no reason why America is not going to do the strategic Bitcoin reserve, like the Cynthia Loomis bill. Everyone's got the laser eyes. It's like becoming a, it's like, you know, it's like a big deal when CNBC, Squawk Box, they're doing the memes about laser eyes, and everyone's trying to like when you look at that Bitcoin is like over 90,000 a Bitcoin. Just look at that number. It's like, wow, that's gonna hit 100,000 soon. And then once it hits 100,000, like, people are just gonna be shocked and in awe. They're just gonna be like, I don't get it, guys. And then all the people who was up for it, they're like, we're shocked too, right? Yeah, I was just staring at the numbers. I love the numbers. Every time, now that Bitcoin is like trading above 90, like every time just walking, I'm not even doing that. I'm just like always smiling because I know in the back of my head, I'm super effing rich now, right? I don't even think it's like, you know, the Gold Digger song by Ye. He gave my wife a gold digger. He's like, I ain't saying she a gold digger. It's not gonna be a gold digger. You're gonna be a coin digger. I ain't saying she a coin digger. But she ain't breasting the book. So it's gonna be kind of fun, exciting, and interesting. Yeah, so the simple millennial Bitcoin strategies is just sell all of your assets, which are essentially bleeding capital, like heat loss, right? I mean, you know what is your car, your watch, your, you know, whatevs, your like your US dollars, your loser bonds. Like if you have shares in like your tech company, just sell them and buy Bitcoin. It's all good. Or just buy MicroStrategy stock, MSTR. I mean, ultimately, I still think Bitcoin is far more valuable than MSTR because, you know, Bitcoin, it's being traded 24/7 all across the planet. The issue with MicroStrategy stock, MSTR, is that it's like shut down on the weekends at night. It's kind of annoying, and so security backed in the States. So the simple split is 90% of your wealth in Bitcoin, and just use Coinbase, whatevs, and the 10% of your wealth in MicroStrategy stock, MSTR, just use Fidelity or Robinhood or whatever platform you got. Another thought too, right? If you have Cash App, you can just use Cash App to buy Bitcoin. It's pretty easy. I just talked to one of the Apple security guard kids, 18 years old. He just bought $5 of it. I'm like, that's pretty cool. It's like, now he's an owner. If I could tell you with 100% certainty at the end of the Trump presidency 4 years from now that Bitcoin's gonna be a mill of Bitcoin, like, wouldn't you do it?